Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone. With insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters. Featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, as always, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. We've got a great show planned this morning.
I'm telling you, we do. I'm going to run through the lineup real quick. We're going to have Tony Fabian on here just momentarily, the president of the Colorado State Shooting Association. We have J.P. DeRose with the World Fishing Network giving us a call from Toronto. Then we have a couple of guys from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in studio. And then we're going to have attorney Kevin Flesh at the end of the show talking a little bit about the laws on concealed carry and giving us a few legal pointers on that. But I told Tony Fabian I'd only keep him a few minutes. He's got a jam-packed schedule this morning, so I want to get right to him. So, Tony, good morning, and thanks for calling us in today.
Morning, Scott.
So, Tony, tell us just a little bit about, you know, for our listeners, who you are and what you're about, what all you're about. I know you're an attorney in Castle Rock, and I've known you a few years, and so then we'll get into the organization.
Yeah, I'm a Colorado native. I grew up in Leadville, hunter, fisher, shooter. I left Colorado in 1983 to attend the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. I was a naval officer for many years, left active duty in the Navy to come back to Colorado and attend law school at the DU College of Law, where I graduated in 1996. After working as a prosecutor in the 18th Judicial District for about 5 years, I went into private practice, and for the last 10-plus years, I've been down in Castle Rock with my own criminal defense practice.
Okay, great. Now, your organization that you're the president of is the Colorado State Shooting Association. So tell us a little bit about who that association is.
Colorado State Shooting Association, we're the oldest state-based firearms organization in Colorado. We were founded in 1926. We are the official state association of the NRA, the National Rifle Association of America. So basically, under their auspices, we basically do their work for them here in Colorado.
Okay, great. And then we'll get to, you know, who you are, which you just told us, and let's talk about why you're here.
I think everybody in Colorado, anybody who owns a gun or believes in the Second Amendment is aware that we have an unprecedented slate of gun control bills winding its way through the Colorado General Assembly. There's four bills, House Bill 1224, which limits the capacity for magazines in Colorado, but it's not that simple. Basically, it criminalizes any transfer of a magazine of greater than 15-round capacity once this law goes into effect. So if you own a magazine of greater than 15-round capacity or a shotgun that has a capacity of more than 8 rounds, you're stuck with that that magazine, and if any time you decide you want to get rid of it, transfer it, you can't do that. Basically, you have to turn it in. If you give it to somebody, if you try to sell it, if you try to do anything, you're going to lose, or you're going to be a criminal. And I think probably the most egregious result of this bill, if it's passed, is one of the top manufacturers in the industry of magazines, Magpul, which is right here in Colorado, in the Boulder area, they've already said that if this law passes, they are pulling out of Colorado lock, stock, and barrel. And so that's going to cost Colorado directly and collaterally about 600 jobs.
I started to say that's a lot of jobs over there.
Right, and believe we already seen states are lining up. They're already courting Magpul big time, saying, come here, because, you know, while Governor Hickenlooper and his buddies in the legislature are trying to ship jobs outside of the state, there's other states that are all too happy to get those jobs. But that's the first bill. The second bill is House Bill 1226, which would ban lawful concealed carry on public college campuses. As a lot of people know, University of Colorado tried to ban lawful concealed carry on their campuses, and we basically had to take them to court, all the way up to the Colorado State Supreme Court, who in a unanimous decision said that CU could not ban lawful concealed carry on their campuses. A representative from the Boulder area, Claire Levy, has now introduced a bill that's passed the House that would completely ban lawful concealed carry on the campuses of all Colorado public universities. So it isn't a case of leaving it up, even giving it, leaving the choice up to the schools themselves. The schools would have no choice. Concealed carry would be banned on all public college campuses. The third bill, House Bill 1228, and this one should be a particular note to the sportsmen out there, for those who say, well, high-capacity magazines don't affect me, I don't have a concealed carry permit. Well, this one affects everybody. And as we all know, in Colorado, in addition to the federal NICS check, when you buy a firearm from a licensed dealer, you also have to complete a background check conducted by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. This new bill would allow CBI to charge a fee, and it's essentially a tax. They can call it whatever they want.
Sure,
charge,
sure.
A fee, whatever. This is a tax on your Second Amendment right to acquire a firearm. And this bill would not does not impose a limit on any fee that CBI could charge. Also, it basically provides for no oversight as to how this money is spent and how this money is accounted for, and particularly it doesn't protect the funds that are collected from being raided by the General Assembly. The Colorado General Assembly is notorious for raiding funds from other areas to pay its bills. And the state of Florida had a similar problem a short while ago with concealed carry. The state wanted to basically raid the pot of money that was used for managing their concealed carry program, and they had to fight the legislature to keep that money where it belonged. This bill here in Colorado, 1228, would create the same problem. And finally, save the worst for last, the House Bill 1229 would require a background check for all firearm transfers, whether that was a dealer at a gun show, one-on-one private transfer. And again, this applies to transfers, not sales. So if you wanted to give a firearm to somebody, if you wanted to loan a firearm to somebody, whether it was a family member or a friend or whatever, you would be a criminal if you made that transfer without a background check. And of course, if 1228 passes, you're going to have to pay a fee for that background check, and you're going to have to go through the official channels for a private sale. So those last two bills I talked about, 1228 and 1229, are directly impact Colorado sportsmen who deal with firearms and ammunition all the time.
Right. Now, your website, I believe, I don't want to say it wrong, so give us your information so people can go to your website and
sure.
Learn a little bit more.
The website is www.cssa.org. That's CSSA for Colorado State Shooting Association.org.
Okay, then what's a good phone number?
The best phone number, if they have a direct question, is probably my number. The CSSA office, we don't always have somebody in there. My number is 303-663-9339 if people have a question about the gun legislation.
Okay, 303-663-9339. That's Tony Fabian, president of the Colorado State Shooting Association. Again, check out the website, cssa.org, and he's got a great explanation there of the bills he just talked about, and then how you can get a hold of some of the legislators out there in different names and contacts and emails. So a great website to check out again, cssa.org. Call 303-663-9339. And Tony, we'll stay in touch, and we'll definitely get you back on and discuss this as the weeks go by.
Always happy to do so. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thank you.
And Scott, in conjunction with these four bills, there's something going on. We've got a news bulletin sent to us by Centennial Gun Club. Jeannie Nicholson is likely to be a key vote, and her opposition could help kill these bills. However, Senator Nicholson is frightened of hearing from her constituents. You see, the gun banners in Denver, with their New York money, are putting a great deal of pressure on her, and that's probably why she rescheduled her town hall meeting for today. She will be meeting at 12 noon today, which is February 23rd, at the Evergreen Library. The new address for that is the 5000 County Road 73 in Evergreen, and she needs to hear from all her gun-owning constituents. We're asking people to show up and politely, and we put emphasis on that, politely ask Senator Nicholson to oppose all the gun control bills in the legislature.
All right, that's good information. I want to thank Tony for his time. J.P. DeRose with the World Fishing Network and out of Toronto, I believe. J.P., thank you for holding through that interview for us, and great to have you with us today.
Thanks very much, guys. Great to be here.
So what's the weather like there?
Not too bad. Probably fairly similar to you. We are sitting around the 30-degree mark.
Okay, well, I think you're warmer than us from walking in here a few minutes ago. It was a little chilly out here this morning. So, JP, tell us just a little bit about, you know, yourself, and then we'll get into the World Fishing Network and all about you.
Sounds good. Well, you know, I'm a fish head. Like most people, absolute crazy fish head. Been fishing pretty much all my life, and not just for bass. I kind of ended up in the specialty bass market, but really started on the rivers. So rainbow trout, brown trout, brook trout, Pacific Run salmon, because we have Lake Ontario right here, so coho salmon and Chinook salmon. So started learning to read riffles and runs and using float rods for the trout family, and then really branched out into bass, but have fished carp and northern pike, muskie, walleye. So kind of an all-around, I love to kind of be involved in everything in fishing, because I just love everything about it.
Our number is 303-331-7116, 303-331-7116. If you're a relocated bass fisherman from Texas or Oklahoma and you missed that here in Colorado, this is a great chance to talk with an outstanding fisherman and tons of knowledge. And so give us a call, 303-331-7116. So now you have and still do fish on a competitive basis, correct?
I do. I've been doing that for almost 13 years now, I guess, and actually a little more than 13 years, and used to be really, really involved. I actually became obsessed with competitive fishing and was fishing almost 30 to 40 tournaments a year, whether they were small regional level tournaments or what we had was the Super Series, which was the biggest Pro-Am series in Canada. So once I got into the fishing side of the broadcast side, I really geared down and found that I could do a lot of seminars, teach a lot of anglers new things and help them out, and then work the broadcast side on TV. So I'm still probably doing around 15 tournaments a year, so still love it. It drives me. Competition truly drives me as an angler.
How do you teach patience? That's my problem with fishing, sitting there just waiting on something to happen.
You know, patience comes with experience, I find. When you first start out, you want to hammer fish all day long. There's nothing more you want than to catch, and everybody loves the feeling of catching, but you learn as you get older at the game, you actually learn to recognize certain things. And a lot of times not getting bit is just a whole bunch of signs telling you to change what you're doing. The problem for most anglers today is that they get stuck in a rut and they really do the same thing over and over again. Everybody out there has a favorite lure, a favorite lake, favorite spot. And sometimes they get stuck in that rut because they did well once with it. They go back and do it over and over and over again. Well, if you're, you know, it's kind of like putting your hand on the stove. If you do it enough times, you kind of learn not to do it. Well, if you go into that spot enough times and don't get bit on that bait and that water, you know, on that kind of day, you learn not to do it. And that's what experience gives you on the water. So when I don't get bit, that's my excuse to start grabbing a different rod with a different setup, with a different lure, or changing locations, and I start learning to look for fish. And the more you do that, the more arsenal you have to go and catch them on any given day under any condition.
WFN, the World Fishing Network, is available on Dish Channel 394 in Colorado and nationwide. If you're on the Western Slope or you're in Wyoming, you can also catch WFN on Optimum West. If you have DirecTV or Xfinity by Comcast, you're missing out on the only exclusive fishing channel dedicated to the angling lifestyle, with programming that includes instruction, tips, travel, tournaments, food, boating, and the outdoor lifestyle. Call DirecTV or Comcast and request they add World Fishing Network to their channel lineup, or visit getwfn.com for more information. JP, we got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado. Give us a call, 303-331-7116.
Spend my dollar. Park and holler needs a mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving. A little turn it up.
Tonight, Kentucky faces Missouri in a late-season SEC matchup. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Jamal Mashburn and me from Rupp Arena in Lexington for all the action. Can the Wildcats save their tournament hopes without freshman sensation Nerlens Noel? Or will the Tigers earn a signature win on the road? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Tonight at 6:45 on Denver Sports Radio 1600 The Zone.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back to the Sportsman of Colorado. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Again, our number is 303-331-7116. We're visiting with J.P. DeRose with the World Fishing Network, and we have a caller on the line. So, J.P., if you'll hold on just a minute with us, we're going to talk to Brady. Brady, thanks for calling in. How can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just was calling about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. Good deal. Go ahead and you can give us a little information about that.
Yeah, we are going to be meeting at the plaza at the Denver Merchandise Mart on March 23rd, and it starts at 4:30 p.m. And tickets are available now. And for those who don't know about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we are in the business of helping preserve elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting privilege.
Okay, great.
So I just wanted to put that out there for you guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, we've got Mark, Vivian, and Steve Rosh in studio with us today.
Okay.
Yeah, great. And so we're going to be talking with them a little bit more on the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So
I thought that started at 8, so I got a little jump start on you there.
Oh, no problem, no problem, man. We always welcome the call, and yeah, anytime you want to call in and give us any information, you're certainly welcome to do so.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I certainly appreciate it and encourage all your listeners to consider attending. It's a great organization. We do a lot of great things.
Yeah, we've heard great things about it, and Red and I are actually going to attend that on March 23rd, and we're going to get into a lot more details of that in our next segment, but we sure appreciate your call.
Yeah, beautiful. We'll see you out there.
Okay.
Okay, and we're back with J.P. DeRose of the World Fishing Network, and J.P., this is Red, and why don't you tell us how you became involved with WFN?
Oh, you know, WFN and my relationship kind of happened as a little bit of circumstance, being in the right place at the right time. When WFN was created, which is almost 7 years ago, they were just getting into the scene, and in Canada they decided to film our top level tournament series, which back then was the CFT Super Series. And I was just came off winning Rookie of the Year when I first joined that tour, and they were interviewing all of the hosts, or all of the anglers, I'm sorry. And when they interviewed all the anglers, they came to me, interviewed me, and kind of felt like once the interview was over, they said, well, you're kind of a dead ringer on camera. And it opened the door for them to sponsor me. And once they saw me in action, they sent me down to Las Vegas to visit ICAST, which, you know, any angler knows ICAST is like the mecca for fishing trade shows. All of the new product comes out there. So I headed down to ICAST, never having been in front of a camera, never having held a microphone or interviewing people, and interviewed a bunch of people on new product. They watched the videotape. And as soon as they saw it, they called me in and said, you know, do you want a fishing show and do you have an idea for one? And that's how it all started with WFN.
All right. Well, tell us what WFN has to offer for our outdoor enthusiasts and anglers.
Well, the greatest part about WFN, and they are truly committed to covering fishing from every angle. And fishing is so broad these days. Whether you're a fly fisherman, inshore saltwater, offshore saltwater, trolling, you know, you're into muskie or pike, you're a river guy, you're fly fisherman, or you're a hardcore tournament bass angler, WFN aims to kind of cover something for everybody and not lose everybody in the moment. With fishing being so broad, their programming is developed. So if you are a fly guy and you want to learn about dry fly fishing in the rivers, they're going to have that for you. And if you're a bass guy and tournament angling drives you, they want to have that as well. So, and the other thing that WFN's really stepped forward with is, even with our new show, Beyond the Cast, and with Getting Schooled, they're creating programming that is, you know, educational and built for the consumer rather than the sponsor. And it's a big step forward and a massive investment on WFN's part to better educate people and make them better fishermen.
All right. Well, you just mentioned a couple of the shows that you've had, Getting Schooled on the World Fishing Network, and now your new show, Beyond the Cast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your new show?
Well, Beyond the Cast actually was developed after 4 years of doing Getting Schooled. Getting Schooled was a great way for the viewer to see pieces of ICAST and then learn about new products and how to apply them on the water and become better as an angler. But, you know, the internet was really kicking our butt in this case, because for us, when you're doing TV production, it takes, you know, 5 to 7, 8 months sometimes to cut everything and get it on the air, where the internet, everything from ICAST is available immediately. So I wrote Beyond the Cast as a new format of show, which I took 4 non-sponsored anglers, and all experienced, all in different areas. I have one guy who is, you know, got massive retail experience, one guy who's a bit of a guide, but came from trick motocross racing, but really got into fishing. So he represents a lot of the new people who are excited and very into fishing. And I've got two tournament anglers, one a very serious tournament angler and one a regional grassroots level tournament angler, rating gear. So we're taking like-priced items. So let's just say, for example, bait casting reels in the $125 price range. We'll take four popular ones on the market and place them in head-to-head competition. And I let these guys do two measurement tests on them and two opinion tests. So whether it's casting distance and drag performance, or it's comfort, or the amount of selection available in that model, it allows our viewers now to take a look at four reels in their price range and say, that one is the best value for my dollar. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to tie in the viewer to saving money, getting the best possible product, and then I head to the water and show them how to be really good at using a bait caster or using it in a specific technique.
Well, it sounds like a great program. And here's a little thing, something that the World Fishing Network has every year. The Ultimate Fishing Town Sweepstakes is back. Beginning March 4th, the World Fishing Network is searching for the ultimate fishing destination in both the United States and Canada. Anglers are encouraged to celebrate their passion for fishing by nominating and voting for their community to be crowned WFN's Ultimate Fishing Town. The top voted community in each country will receive $25,000 grand prize to be invested into the future of fishing in the community, with eight $3,500 regional prizes also to be awarded. Any town, no matter how big or small, can be nominated, so rally the support of your community and put your town on the map as the 2013 Ultimate Fishing Town. Be sure to visit ultimatefishingtown.com to get started.
And JP, this is Scott again, back with you. You know, we have callers who are always looking for advice on how to choose gear or find a guide. What insight can you provide on that?
Well, you know, finding a guide and choosing gear are very, very separate, and I'll break them down in two different ways for you, because really finding gear, what I found this year from testing gear with the guys is that not all gear is created equally, but it doesn't mean that all gear is bad. By looking at gear, when you're picking it, you need to find something that's going to excel in the areas that you're planning on using it for. So if you're a clear water fisherman, which Colorado has a ton of clear water, as does Ontario, you're going to want to, and you're looking for a reel, you're going to want a reel that casts really far, because the further away from the boat you can get your bait, the more times you're going to get bit. Or if you're looking for more natural looking baits because you fish clear water, you want to look for those baits. So necessarily a bait with rattles isn't going to be better for you as an angler in clear water. So picking your tackle, anytime you're going out to buy it, think of what you're going to do with it, where you're going to be, and what the key components are to buying it. So whether it is casting distance, or if it's, you know, how natural it looks, or it's, you know, the drag pressure because you're fishing big fish, analyze those things and then look at what's available on the market to get the best bang for your particular buck. Now, in terms of hiring a guide, best thing I can recommend is seeing references, talking to people that have used the guide. The best guides are people that are, you know, you're told by someone, I went out with this guy and he is amazing, he put us on fish. And being on fish isn't the only job of a guide. A guide needs to know how to deal with customers, how to be personable, and how to make sure that all their needs are taken care of. So I think looking online at guides and how they've done in the past, it's a great way to find yourself one that'll make for a phenomenal day on the water.
All right, JP, we really appreciate you joining us today, and I'm going to get with Hayne over at the WFN and get you back on, man. You've got a lot of great information, and we sure enjoyed you having you on today.
Well, thanks very much, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, that's JP DeRose, World Fishing Network. Catch his show, Beyond the Cast, Channel 394 on Dish with the World Fishing Network. We're going to be right back with more right after this. Give us a call, 303-331-7116.
Now this. This is what we call Prime Time, featuring Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
Steve, you're Manti Te'o. How could you be taken like that? Are you that dumb?
No, I was naive.
Naive.
Probably a little naive.
So in other words,
thing.
If somebody comes up to you and offers you $100,000 to throw a game, you're going to believe that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I never wanted to play with the Browns anyway, so give me a...
Fox Sports Prime Time.
Everybody wants...
Pat O'Brien with Steve Hartman.
Weekdays 1 until 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knife. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at mlseamanknives.com. That's mlseamanknives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
No job too big or too small. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair or want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing has an economical solution. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call today for your free in-home estimate, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will also receive $25 off your first service call.
Are you wasting most of your hunting time driving to a place to hunt? Just 20 miles east of Denver is Colorado's premier sporting club. This is Scott Watley to tell you more about my favorite place to hunt, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Whether you are brushing up on your shooting skills on a professionally designed sporting clay course, or you're ready to hunt some game birds, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has activities for the whole family. Archery range, game birds, dove hunting, and dog training await you at Kiowa Creek. Take time to relax after your hunt in their beautiful and spacious clubhouse. Call 303-644-4627 for your Sportsman of Colorado new member special. With your one-year membership purchase, receive 150 sporting clays absolutely free when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627 or visit their website at kiowacreek.com. So go visit Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, just 20 miles east of Denver. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100 or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Safety is crucial in our lives today. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. Get the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes from long gun to smaller personal safes. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainsafe.com. Nothing protects like a cannon. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Want to invite you to check out our website, sportsfromcolorado.com. We have an Ask the Expert box there if you'll send us your questions. And if we use that question on air, we're going to give you a $25 Cabela's gift card. Now, I realize Cabela's hasn't opened yet, but Red and I were just at an event this last week and met the Cabela family, and we are very excited. So if we use your question, you can get this. You can save it for when they open. August the 15th is the date they gave us for their grand openings here in Colorado, up in Thornton, I think at 144th, and then out south here right behind Sky Ridge Hospital off the Lincoln and Ridgegate exit there. So we'd love to have your questions. We also have a bragging gallery. You can send us your pictures. So sportsmanofcolorado.com. Our number is 303-331-7116. And one of our sponsors I want to mention real quick is Irwin & Bozen. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the law firm of Irwin & Bozen. John Bozen is a great friend and a great friend of the show. And I promise you this, John will give you a fair and honest evaluation of your case, and just a very, very good law firm. And when you are involved in an accident, that's always a traumatic time for a lot of reasons. And one thing you need is a good, honest evaluation of your case. So give them a call, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. And that's the law firm of Irwin & Bozen. And ask for John Bozen.
All right, we have in our studio with us this morning two gentlemen from the Rocky Mountain, from the Denver chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Mark Vivian and Steve Roche. And guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Red.
All right, and we've got a few questions we want to ask you all about your involvement in the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And first of all, tell us what is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Well, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation actually started in 1984. Four hunters up in northwest Montana realized that there were organizations trying to preserve the habitat for turkeys and ducks, and but not the elk. And they saw that need and started the organization. So we're a national nonprofit conservation-oriented group across the country. We've got 507 chapters, over 190,000 volunteer members. And so what we do is we work to try to preserve the habitat for elk and other wildlife. And we try to do that a few different ways. One is a land protection program. So for example, we'll work with groups like the BLM, the U.S. Forest Service, etc., and work with people to try to preserve crucial migration corridors, calving grounds, etc. So we'll meet with landowners, try to secure that land and make it public for the rest of time. So it's not only benefiting those of you that hunt, but it's benefiting the hikers, the mountain bikers, etc. But what we're trying to do is to preserve that habitat so that we can enjoy that for generations to come. Also, we sponsor different projects to try to improve the wildlife, water sources, etc. Our chapter, for example, over the last 4 or 5 years has been involved in a lot of fence removal, where the animals have been getting caught up in the fences. So we'll take down the old fences. And then another thing that a lot of people don't know is over time is elk have been restored to some of their historic ranges. For example, the state of Kentucky right now actually is one of the most successful elk restoration programs in the country. Very nice population. And I haven't hunted there, but they say that the bulls actually will rival in size to some of our bulls here in Colorado, which is huge.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hard to believe, but the elk restoration program for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has restored elk to states all over America. And so finally, because of good habitat in other states and stuff, and they've been there long enough, the elk are really starting to get big. And let me ask you this. Why is hunting part of the mission of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
That's a great question. You know, if you think about conservation and the ecology, is you really need to have a balanced ecosystem. And particularly as our country has grown and, you know, cities have expanded, et cetera, there's a lot more, a lot less room out there. A lot less predators, but you still have quite a big population. And the key to having the multitude of different animals that we have and healthy herds, etc., is to make sure that we're able to manage that population. And hunting is a big component of that. not to mention the fact that, you know, hunting's existed in our society since the beginning. A lot of, you know, previously, I mean, that's the only way you're able to eat is to get the meat, etc. So we believe that it's just one of the tenets to preserving the habitat for the future for everybody.
Yeah, boy, that's fantastic. And habitat is key to the population of all animals, and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is a key component of restoring that habitat and preserving habitat. Now let's talk a little more specifically. What has the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation done for the state of Colorado?
Well, that's a great question, too. So to give you a little bit of the listeners a little bit of an idea, in the state of Colorado, we've got 26 different chapters and just slightly under 14,000 members. And over the years, between the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and some of our partners like the BLM, the U.S. Forest Service, we have actually spent almost $150 million in the state of Colorado, primarily on land protection and habitat enhancement programs. So from a land protection standpoint, over the years, we've protected 174,000 acres and enhanced about 228,000. Also involved, you know, for example, chronic wasting disease is a big issue. So part of the money that we raise goes to helping understand diseases like that and how do we combat it, etc. So research is an important element of it. And then we also, you know, because hunting is our heritage and hunting is such a key component of the future for our habitat, we also have a program where we're reaching out, teaching kids about the hunting heritage, the importance of it, and conservation overall. And to kind of give the listeners a bit of an idea, you know, $150 million, that's out of a total nationally of about just under $900 million invested across this country on land protection, habitat enhancement, and things of that nature.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado on 1600 AM The Zone. This is Red Merrill, and I'm talking with Mark Vivian and Steve Roche with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And if you would like to ask them a question, feel free to call in. Our number is 303-331-7116.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you a question. Now, Mark is the chairman, and Steve Roche in studio also, as Red mentioned, is the vice chairman of marketing. Where does the money, I mean, how do you get the money for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Primarily, most of the money comes from our banquets, and then throughout the year, we also have other opportunities to generate funds through selling raffle tickets at Sportsman's Warehouse and Bass Pro. You know, so whenever you see us there, we're selling raffle tickets and, of course, memberships.
Okay. Now, let's talk about real quick, and we've got to take a break here in just a minute, but let's, I'll tell you what, I think we're going to hit this break now. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and we're visiting with Mark Vivian and Steve Roche of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Give us a call, 303-331-7116, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the banquet, how you can get tickets. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
You don't have to hide it.
Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, welcomes the Eric Casillas Show.
You know who covers baseball largely? It's all white guys who kept scorebooks and stats as kids. And they're morally offended that these guys are taking down hallowed records, because baseball's a records and a numbers game. Now that you told me, if you can make it clean, I'd like that, but I think it'd be very comfortable most people that don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ruin it for me. I'd rather not know.
I want to eat at my favorite restaurant. I don't want to tour the kitchen.
It's the Eric Casillas Show, weekdays at 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to No Slice. NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Hey, basketball fans, don't miss Danilo Gallinari and your Denver Nuggets take on Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers this Monday at 7 at the Pepsi Center. It's the last game of the year between the Nuggets and the Lakers, and great seats are still available. Just go to Nuggets.com or call 303-53-HORSE.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado, and we're here in the studio with two gentlemen from the Colorado chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Mark Vivian and Steve Roche. And we want to tell you about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet that's coming up. It's on March 23rd, and you can only get tickets in advance. You will not be able to buy tickets at the door. And the number to call to get those tickets is a lady named Pam Parker, and her number is 303-913-0363. And once again, that's 303-913-0363, and they've got a lot of room left, and you want to make sure that you get involved in this banquet and get your tickets in advance. You can also go to their website, which is www.rmefdenver.org. And make sure you get your tickets for this banquet. It'll be a lot of fun, and they've always got lots of good stuff going on. And like I said, we're back here with Mark and Steve. And Mark, tell us, how much of the money raised by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation actually goes to work in fulfilling the mission?
Sure. I mean, I think that's one of the greatest things. 90% of every dollar we raise goes directly towards the fulfillment of the mission. I kind of compare that to, you get a lot of phone calls at home trying to, if people want you to give money for and it's a good cause, but you find out that also 30% of what raised goes to the people that are doing the phone calls. Only 2% of our costs actually are related to the fundraising activity itself. So I think it's awesome that over 90% goes directly to the mission.
All right, and that is truly amazing that 90% of it goes to fulfilling the mission, and it's there's hardly any other organization that does that kind of thing. And how can listeners help support the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
Yeah, there's a few different ways. I think one of the biggest ways that people can help is actually to become a member. An annual membership actually is only $35. I mean, there are different levels, but for $35, you get 6 issues of our Bugle magazine, which has a lot of great conservation stories, hunting information, information on outfitters, etc. And you get to come to any of our events. with no additional membership fee required. And the biggest thing is, again, for $35, 90% of that is going to help preserve the habitat.
That's great, Mark. We certainly want to thank you guys for coming in. We want you to get your tickets. Give Pam Parker a call, 303-913-0363. That's 303-913-0363. Or go to their website, RMEF, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmefdenver.org. And so, again, thank you guys. And Red and I'll see you there. And we're going to have you back on, I believe, March tonight and talk about this once again. And so if you have any questions that you want for these guys, go to our website, sportsfromcolorado.com, send us your questions, and we'll get those answered. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Our next guest is Kevin Flesch. Kevin is an attorney here in Denver and covers several different areas of law. And a few things he's very experienced in is concealed weapon. And he also does game violations, which none of us hope to ever need you for that, Kevin. By the way, good morning.
How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, bud. I'm doing great. But, you know, I really think it's very important. If you have a concealed carry permit and you carry your firearm with you, you should have Kevin's number in your cell phone. Now, we hope you never need to pull your weapon or certainly hope you never have to fire it. But if you do, Kevin is the first call you want to make. I promise you that. His number is 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. And Kevin is located at 333 West Hamden. They're in the Chase Bank Building in Englewood. And, again, I just think it's very important. We're going to get into a couple of reasons why. But, Kevin, let's just take a few questions that we get all the time. So when you're in contact with a law enforcement, whether that be just stop for speeding like Red gets weekly.
Yeah.
I never have a speeding, you know. When in contact with law enforcement, do you have to inform them that you're carrying a concealed weapon?
You don't. You don't have to voluntarily tell them that you have a weapon in the vehicle. Certainly, if they ask, they're going to ask you, and they're also going to ask you for your permit. That's at the point when you need to provide that to them. It's actually an offense if you don't have that permit with you and you're carrying. But let's say you just get pulled over in Red's situation. And by the way, Red, it sounds like Red needs my phone number.
Yes, he does.
I've got it in my phone.
So what you need to do is be prepared, certainly, to talk to them about it. But you don't have to volunteer that information because sometimes, depending upon where you are, particularly in Denver, for example, you want to just make sure that you're ready to talk about it, but you don't have to volunteer that information. And much like any other contact with the police, I want to remind everybody that it's always best to listen first and only answer the questions that are asked of you, and don't volunteer any information because, generally speaking, the officers are looking for information to try to incriminate you, and you just don't want to do that. So you want to be polite. You want to do the things that they're asking you to do, but you don't have to volunteer that you have a weapon in the vehicle unless you're specifically asked whether you do or not.
Now, again, we're talking about the state of Colorado because other states may have different laws, correct?
Yep, that's correct. I'm just talking about Colorado. I'm only licensed in this state, so I don't want to give you legal advice about other states. Certainly, if you have a permit for other states, then you'll want to check what their laws are relating to what you have to disclose and when you have to disclose it. And that's a good point. A lot of times, the other thing you want to make sure is even if you have a permit for Colorado, if you're carrying in another state, you want to make sure that your permit is valid, that other state actually recognizes it. Because, for example, in Colorado, we don't recognize any non-resident permits or licenses. So,
okay. Now, in a lawful stop, let's say again, Red gets stopped for speeding.
Yeah.
Can an officer ask for his weapon? Once you tell him you have a weapon, can he say, I want your weapon while I'm checking this out?
Yeah, absolutely. So, pursuant to statute, even if it's not a weapons-related issue, if they have asked you whether you're carrying and you've explained to them and you have the right permit, they can still take the weapon from you temporarily while they're completing the stop and giving you the citation for the speeding. You know, the rationale there certainly is they just never know. So, for
sure.
Officer safety, the state legislature has put that in place so that the officer can ask you for the weapon while they have the contact with you.
Okay. Now, where in the state can you not legally conceal carry?
All right. So this is a really good question. So the quick answer relating to places that you're going through a metal detector. obviously federal buildings, state office buildings that you have to go through and get checked. Normally courthouses, all of those sorts of things. Those are easy ones that you can't carry there. You also can't carry in public elementary, middle, junior, or high schools. Now, you can have a weapon in your vehicle at those places. As long as you're in your vehicle, you can have the weapon on you. And then when you exit the vehicle, you just have to make sure that the weapon relating to the concealed carry is locked in a container in the vehicle. So a lot of us have those middle consoles or some other console, but as long as it locks, you can put the weapon in there and you're still within the law to have it on school grounds, but you're not actually carrying it when you go into the school.
Okay, now, can private entities or citizen landowners deny your ability to carry, conceal on their property?
They can. And what they have to do, though, is they have to give you notice of it. So they either have to have a sign up, they have to have some sort of obvious way to communicate to you, the concealed carry permit owner, that you can't carry on their premises. And I've had a situation with my church, for example, where we were concerned about people bringing weapons to a funeral, of all things. And in that specific things, we asked everyone not to bring a weapon to the funeral, just because we didn't know what was going to happen. So private entities can do that. I'll give you another example. We do a lot of police brutality work, and so we have depositions at a large law firm downtown. Sometimes those depositions get a little heated, so the law firm tells the police officers to drop their weapons at the reception desk, and they have to follow through with that request.
Okay. And sometimes you see stores that say, you can't come in with a concealed weapon, and I suggest you go to that store and tell them you're not going to shop there unless they take that sign down.
That's right. That's exactly right. A lot of shopping malls have sort of those sorts of things, and there's been a lot of press and concealed carry owners that have been really upset by the fact that those are the areas in which, the bad guys have a tendency to go to do what they like to do, bad things, and by limiting the ability to conceal carry in those places, in my opinion, the public is less safe, but that's the law, that if they ask you not to conceal carry in those particular places, you tell them that you're not going to be going to those stores anymore.
Okay, now we've got about a minute left here. Can you conceal carry in Denver?
Yes, you can conceal carry. You can actually open carry. So concealed carry is fine. And remember, concealed carry is relating to pistols, basically. And so Denver has an assault weapons ban. We've been hearing about all this assault weapons ban, and historically the feds have had an assault weapons ban, but pistols do not, unless they have 21 in Denver, and 21 cartridges or more in it, which most people don't. You don't have to worry about that. But you can conceal carry in Denver without any trouble.
Okay, we're going to have Kevin on the show at least once a month with us. He's a great friend of the show, and we all need to know the laws and make sure we're abiding by them, and we highly recommend that. So I want to give out Kevin's information one more time, 303-806-8886. If you have any questions, again, great guy, good gun guy, hunter, and a great attorney. So all three things that we love. So, Kevin, thanks so much, and then we'll get you back on here in the next week or so.
Sounds great. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, thank you. I want to thank all of our guests, Tony Fabian with Colorado State Shooting, J.P. DeRose with World Fishing Network. Thank our guest in studio with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and then attorney Kevin Flesh. Thank all of you for joining us. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Send us your pictures. Send us your questions. And we're out of time. Join us next week for more of Sportsman of Colorado right here on 1600 AM The Zone. Have a great weekend.